So we're going to talk about the news now. A very big news happened this week. Something happened with UNESCO and the Wailing Wall. I think it's crazy what happened, that UNESCO basically said that the Wailing Wall doesn't belong to Israel anymore. So there is a manifestation in Rome against this resolution, UNESCO resolution, about the Wailing Wall. I think this is a New World Order strategy. UNESCO often tells you what to do. For example, they go into a part of the world and they say this is a worldwide heritage and you cannot do what you want in it anymore. So what they did, UNESCO, part of the Wailing Wall, where there is some Muslim mosques, UNESCO is saying that appertains to, that belongs to Islam. They actually took a vote in UN and they won. So they're saying that part of the Wailing Wall doesn't belong to the Israel anymore, but it's Islam. Italy abstained and many other nations abstained. UNESCO won the vote. Renzi is taking a stand out against it. Renzi is taking a stand against it, and he's saying it's crazy, the decision of UNESCO over Israel's Wailing Wall. It's hallucinating what they did. Tel Aviv thanks Italy. Tel Aviv thanks Italy for this stand against the UNESCO resolution. Merkel, Holland, and other nations voted in favor of a resolution of UNESCO against the Wailing Wall, that it belongs to the Islam. They're saying that it belongs to Islam. So basically, Israel is freaking out. Israel thanks Italy for stance on UNESCO Jerusalem resolution. They thank Italy for taking a stand against the Temple Mount resolution. There is another newspaper here, Secolo d'Italia. UNESCO wanted to erase the story of Israel with this resolution. You know, I want to say something to the Christian preachers who are sleeping in churches. I want to tell them, look what Israel is doing and learn from them. You know, you Christians just eat your communion and you sleep on Sunday morning, but the Jews are giving a lesson of action, a lesson of life, and for sure they will obtain results. You know what? Israel is going to get all the world around him in its favor to isolate UNESCO. In Rome, they did manifestations against the UNESCO resolution. The Jews are not sleeping. They are moving. They are doing something about it. They are doing something about it. They are doing something about it. So they are standing up against this resolution, against them, about the Wailing Wall. Jerusalem Post Israel News published evidence that Jerusalem belongs to Israel. The article says, evidence unearthed of Jerusalem's protective third wall. So there are a bunch of proofs that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews, not to the Muslims. The Wailing Wall, basically. Arutz Sheva, another newspaper, it says, findings reveal Roman battleground in Second Temple period. So there is archaeological proofs that show the Romans destroyed the Second Temple. JP Updates also has an article, archaeologists uncover evidence of ancient siege of Jerusalem. Archaeologists uncover evidence of ancient siege of Jerusalem. So the Islam, while Islam was still not even existing, there is already evidence that it belonged to Israel, Jerusalem. Next article. Archaeologists find battle site where Romans breached Jerusalem. So Jerusalem, the Wailing Wall, belongs to Israel. So the Jews are getting going to prove that the Islamics have no right and that the Wailing Wall belongs to them. They have even archaeologistic proofs for it. These guys the next day went on the attack to prove their point. Archaeology always proved the truth of the Bible, whether the Jewish people or Christianity. You know why the ISIS are so destructive? You know why they are always destroying around what's archaeology? And you know why? If there is an archaeologist site, archaeological site, you know what they do? They destroy it. You know why? Because archaeology always proves the biblical truth about the Jews, about the Christianity, and about Christ. That's why they want to blow it up. Archaeology always proves the Bible. And the Islamics don't like that. I went on Google and I found out that the Quran talks about the Hebrew people and about Israel. So the Muslims are denying that the Jews were living in Jerusalem, but the Quran says exactly the opposite. Okay. We are in front of an imitation of the Nazi ideology over the so-called Aryan superiority over the Jews. And right now, nowadays, the superiority, the ideology would be the Islamic superiority. Now they're not called Nazis, they're called Islamics. Now, supposedly, the Islam is superior to the Jews, to the Christians, and to all the religions. Basically, they are trying to prove that the Islam is above all. It's like a parallel of what the Nazi did. There is a very sweet sister, Vittoria, her name. She's Christian, but she has Jewish origins. Vittoria is a Christian sister who wrote to us. She's Hebrew origins. She wrote a letter. She wrote a letter and she sent it to Giornale from Milano. And here is the letter that she wrote. Look at her. She's doing something about it. She's getting going. She's moving. Okay? She's moving. You see, she's not sleeping on a church bench. She's doing something about it. So they are. She wrote a letter to the Libero Quotidiano from Milano. Vittoria is writing. The UNESCO vote to deny the Wailing Wall to the Jews, it's actually disgusting. It's simply disgusting what they did. It's a scandal. And especially the fact that Italy abstained from voting, that is very disgusting as well. I am ashamed to be Italian. And I'm ashamed of the Catholic Pope that we have. He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything just not to put the Islams against himself. So he's not saying anything about what happened. The Pope is saying nothing about what happened with this UNESCO resolution. Vittoria continues. What does the Pope have to do with this resolution? Concerning this decision of UNESCO, Imam Bergoglio, excuse me, Pope Bergoglio, he's actually not saying anything about it. He's waiting to say something. And if he will talk, it will be a very vague talk. In other words, there is a big gap between St. Peter, the true vicar of Christ on earth, and this Pope. There is a great difference. I would like to also add, Vittore says that Christianity is also in agony. They are not doing anything about it. Neither Christianity is doing anything about it. Italy didn't vote, Bergoglio saying nothing, and we are all sleeping and doing nothing. God bless you. End of message. God bless you, Victoria. God bless you, Victoria. It's a wonderful message you gave, and I'm so glad that somebody's standing up. I'm so glad somebody's standing up about this. I'm glad somebody's doing something about it. God bless you, Victoria. We are glad to have you in our church to the end. Your name means victory. Let's be victorious for Christ. I'm glad to have you on our side to help each other to the end, going through the great tribulation together all the way to the rapture. Wonderful letter. And too bad that there are no other Christians doing something about it. They are just afraid and they go into their churches to hide. Look what Jesus says. Luke 9:26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. So let's learn from this girl. This girl is a true Jew in the spirit, true spiritual Jew. She's not sleeping, she's doing something about it. She's not sleepy as the Laodicea churches. Wake up, everybody, wake up. Amen, let's wake up. There is another news from answeringchristianity.com. Allah Almighty in the Noble Quran gave the people of Israel two opportunities. I was telling you earlier that I made a study and that the Quran, they talk about Israel. Jerusalem doesn't exist in the Quran. Well, we know that Jerusalem exists. The Quran talks about Israel. Not about Jerusalem, but it talks about Israel. And in Israel, there is Jerusalem. It's built. It's there. Muhammad didn't build Jerusalem. It's there. In the Quran, it talks about how the Jews were living in Israel and in Jerusalem. Okay. Allah Almighty in the Noble Quran gave the people of Israel two opportunities. It says, Quran 17:4. I read to you another verse from the Quran. Look, another quite a bomb scripture I'm going to read to you right now. Quran 17:7. The Noble Quran 17:7, it says the following. We permitted your enemies to disfigure your faces and to enter your temple. That's a shock. A scripture in the Quran. Attention. The Quran is saying, Allah is saying, in the Quran is saying, that we permitted your enemies to disfigure your faces and to enter your temple. He's talking to the Jews here. Quran 17:7. So the Quran admits the existence of the Jewish temple. The Quran admits the existence of the Jewish temple. That's amazing. So the Quran says that the Jews had a temple. And the deceivers, they say, oh, the temple never existed. Well, it doesn't exist today, but he did exist. It did exist. God bless Renzi. He's doing a manifestation in Rome against the UNESCO resolution. What is the Pope? What is the Pope? He's hiding, kissing the feet of the Muslims. He's hiding in the church, kissing the feet of the Muslims, the Pope. Not only the Jews were in Israel and in Jerusalem, the Quran itself says it, okay? So not only were they in Israel and in Jerusalem, but the Quran itself tells us that they had the temple, which the Islamic preachers don't want to admit. They don't want to admit that there was a temple, that the Jews had a temple. This reminds us, sadly, of the Nazi ideology who didn't want to admit any rights for the Jews. They didn't want to allow any rights for the Jews. After all, the Jews believe in God, the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. Yes, they need to turn to Christ. They need to turn to Christ, but they do believe in the true God. I don't like the Jews who are bankers and so on, but the sincere Jews, I pray for them to get converted. So the Jews are believing in God, in the true God, the same, our God. You know, I always tell the Muslims to search for the true God. Search for the true God and ask God, God of the Muslims, come and help me and heal me, see if he answers you. Otherwise, try the God of Jesus. Try the true God and you will see that he will answer you. And you will know who has the true God. Thousands, tens of thousands, and millions of people prayed with all their heart to Jesus, and Jesus revealed himself to them. They prayed with all their heart, and Jesus revealed himself to them. I have much more to say about this news, but we can stop here. Dear Muslim friends, before you write me upset emails, I want to tell you something. I was worse than you. I was a sinner. I was an atheist. I was good for nothing. Am I perfect now? No, I'm not a perfect man now. But it's just night and day. It's like the night and the day, my change. Jesus, no Mohammed or the Pope. Jesus and Jesus helped me. I want to tell you this, dear Muslim friends. Jesus changed me. Am I not selfish anymore? Yes, I still am selfish. But now I'm on the right road. Now I'm growing. I'm growing every day. I'm doing better every day. Even my wife tells me she's still in love with me. I don't know how I look in the mirror and I say, boy, my wife must be blind that she loves me. My wife tells me she looks at me in the spirit. Looking with the eyes of Jesus, that's what we need to do. Amen. So dear Muslim friends, try Jesus.